its usefulness, because in Connecticut we have, you know, hundreds of thousands on the blind rolls and hundreds of VR clients, but we only have 16 people participating in the VR in that program, having venue routes. And John had asked, you know, we have over, there's over $2 million in that BEP program account. It's like a bank account, savings account. That $2,000 comes from money that should be going to blind people to have a business. And, you know, again, I wear so many different hats on this council as a blind person, as a an advocate, and as the chair of the committee. But, you know, Stamford is the largest of all, second largest city in Connecticut. And I brought a question to Tyrell that, you know, okay, where are the job opportunities under the Randolph Shepherd Act for someone who's blind in Stamford or lives in a surrounding town? And I was told that the revenues from, when they were saying earlier, unassigned vending machines, that means vending machines that the money goes right to the state program, that BEP program. That's what fills that piggy bank, that $2 million. So money, say an ice skating rink or a government center, a cafeteria, or the lobby of the Social Services Department in Stamford, that money proceeds, it's split with the vendor, Pepsi, whomever, that money goes into that big piggy bank to fund the BEP program, and that $2 million sitting there. And in Stamford, I was told that $36,000 approximately comes from all the vending machines in Stamford and goes into that big piggy bank. And my question was, if we're the second largest city in Connecticut, and we don't have one blind person working under that program, that's a problem, number one. Because we know we have, you know, I was a municipal employee for 20 years. I know we have tons of vending machines. I know there are state buildings here. I know there are federal buildings here in Stamford. And that $36,000 would change a life of someone. Where Honorata's pension, and this is, again, not a job for Honorata, she's not interested, but when she's making, you know, under the poverty level and being able to get Husky, $36,000 would change her life dramatically. So why that $36,000 from Stamford is needed to fund that program really makes me scratch my head that this happens in so many municipalities. I-95, those rest stops are the two busiest rest stops in Connecticut, in Darien, with McDonald's and the other restaurants and the vending machines. And no blind person has that opportunity. Instead, the state receives $60,000 into that piggy bank for us to leave it alone. I'm certain a blind person can make much more than that. So all these questions I have, and as I indicated before, there's a lot of money coming in, and we only have 16 blind people participating in the program. I'd like to see them find more opportunities. I'd like to see the staff have some blind people on it. And we have six sighted people making over $1 million, and the average income to a blind person, and this is numbers right from BSBE, the average income for a blind person of the 16 people in the program is less than $10,000 a year. So there's a couple making six figures, there's some making 40, 50, but the majority are making less than $10,000 a year. That's a problem when six staff makers make over $1 million. And this whole program is funded by these unassigned vending machines. They're not seeking any government money from the state or the federal government to supply that. So if anyone is interested in helping me sift through this to report to the council. Again, the BEP program runs itself, but because it is under VR, I think it's important for us to take a look at it and make sure that the blind are being served in a proper manner and have some opportunities for vending. So if anyone is interested in joining a work group to look at the BEP program, you know, you can raise your hand here or, you know, offline, give me a call, send me an email. But I would like to get that started by September's meeting, and make sure we're doing all we can to help our fellow blind. And then again, please, if you know of anyone who would be a benefit to the council to join and would want to participate, you know, send them my way, provide me information, send me an email, because we need people who just want to work. And I'll take the opportunity to recognize, you know, Debbie and Scott, along with myself, make every meeting. That's important. And I know we all have commitments, but let's try to, the information we received today from the legislative liaison, from Jen and from Carol, is really important information that can help us do our jobs better. And that should be our goal, to serve the people of Connecticut who are blind as best we can. So with that, are there any other questions, concerns, comments, slingshots at me, whatever you got. Hearing none? What time is it? It's 12:09, so we're a little 10 minutes after. So I will adjourn with one caveat. I'd like everybody to bring a question for next month's meeting, and I'll put that in the meeting notes. I'll remind you for the next one. Let's everyone have one question. Everyone's got to have something to say or think about or want to see done or help with. So let's try to do some ice breaking and get people involved and work along. You can't do it alone. So with that said, at 12:10, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Deb. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Deb, motion. Any second?
This is Lucretia. I second the motion.
Lucretia, thank you.
All in favor,
and thank you for your help. I appreciate it so much. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Any abstain and want to stay for lunch? All right, meeting alert. Everyone, have a fantastic and safe summer. I'll be sending some emails out just to get our juices flowing. We don't want to be stagnant until the next meeting. And thank you so much. I appreciate all of you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you.